Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Buzz, you gorgeous man. What a day.
This, I think, today is the most exciting day that we have had together since we've started this show.
Tell the people what happened.
We are getting to host Pink live on our world famous rooftop.
Where is it? Where is it?
In LA.
Massive.
But it's not just great news for us, right?
No, because we're going to give you and a friend the chance to come to this exclusive event. It's the only chance fans get to see you in it. This is like a private performance. We're going to be flying like 40-odd guests from all around Australia to come to this exclusive performance. And next week, you and I are giving away the chance for someone to bring a friend and come with us.
Yeah, so don't pick up those phones right now. Next week, stay tuned across all the shows around all the stations.
Oh,
we're going to be giving away
awesome.
Tickets.
Remember when she came to Australia and just knocked it out of the park? 46 shows or something?
I think it's still a record
in
most of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
How great. How great.
Did you see her when she came out?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I was working for this network and it was my job many moons ago. I would go and I would put up Pink posters at the start of her show and then we'd go in and watch the show and then we'd go out one song before the end and we'd stand by the posters and because people would always try and steal them and I'd have to stand there going, please don't take the posters.
That's
please
not
don't
true.
Take the posters.
Was that what you had to do?
Yeah, I did it for Pink.
Oh, how you've grown, my little man. Oh, that is amazing.
No, I guarantee you the world famous rooftop, they'll still have we'll interview her, but then still afterwards I'll be standing by
Tommy,
the posters.
Can you stand by the posters?
Yeah, old habits die hard.
You got to see the show for free.
Amazing.
Why not?
She was incredible.
Like, I love her old stuff too. Remember she had and get the party. No, not get the party started.
That's the party started.
Is it?
Yeah.
This one. Yes, that
coming
one.
Up, coming up, and in
a
family portrait. That's my favorite.
What's that?
We look pretty. Yeah. Can we be a family?
Is that what you've been singing all afternoon?
Yeah.
That song that I can hear now?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound anything like it.
Listen, Buzz, stop yours.
Yep.
In our family, Sonda.
Oh, God.
Come on, that's her for when you laugh that much.
All right.
In our family portrait, we look pretty happy.
We just won listeners by saying
normal.
You can come to LA and now we're losing them.
Let's go
them.
Back
can you
to
please
that.
Stop
They're like, has Pink started live now? Because this is incredible.
All right, so excited. This is happening next week. We'll be giving away tickets.
Family.
But for now, can we put a Pink song on, Buzz?
Oh,
what song do we like to hear?
I want to hear family portrait.
Okay. Play family portrait.
Oh, yes.
Are you happy with that, Buzz?
Yeah, no,
he's just trying to find it.
You know what I'm like with my little buttons over here.
Yeah, well, I can start it off.
You're tapping
for
away
you.
Over there.
You start it off for
him. I can give you
Let
a little.
Let me guess, does it go in a family portrait?
Here it is.
Oh, yeah. And do you want me to sing? Is
no.
this the,
no, no,
is this
I reckon,
the instrumental version and
no,
I'll sing over the top?
I think Pink
sure,
is good.
I can bang this thing home, bro.
Hey, Pink's new music is also very good. What About Us? You can grab it from the new album, Beautiful Trauma, out October 13. Pink on the world famous rooftop with Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Pink with Family Portrait. Right
what
across Australia.
She's going to be live
tune.
On our world-famous rooftop in LA with us.
And we're
super excited about
it. And we're bringing some of you gorgeous people.
I know.
All next week, your chance to win a spot on the plane, guaranteed
next to, Tommy.
Next to Carrie. hey, so imagine this, right? Imagine you're at the snow and you see a 7-foot-tall, hairy thing.
Like a woolly mammoth.
What are you thinking it is?
A woolly mammoth or that thing that they, not drop bears, what are those things in the...
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
That's what I was going for.
Sorry, I got there in the end.
Well, it could be something
Bigfoot's
else.
Bigfoot's not real, is he?
It depends if you're basing it on some blurry photographs or actual factual evidence.
Was he from a show? No. What was the thing in the show? Alf, I'm thinking. It's all right. I'm confusing all.
I believe you're doing what we call in the industry derailing my segment.
Sorry. How good was Alf, though?
Oh, mate, you haven't stopped.
Can we do a segment now on old shows that you used to love? No, sorry. You
we can
go
do
on.
It now if you want. Halfway there already. Because it could also be a man dressed as Chewbacca.
Oh.
And if it is, you probably... That was very good, Buzz.
Thank you.
Very quick.
Well done, mate. Did you mean to do that or was it just a bit of reflux? Did you hit a button on time?
I did. You should have seen me. I'm so proud.
Mate, I am so proud of you too. I knew we'd get there eventually.
You can't sing Pink. Can you do Chewbacca?
Let's compare it.
It's not bad.
Pretty
you need
good.
A bit more of the guttural kind of like.
Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so someone's at the snow. They've seen Chewbacca.
Dressed as Chewbacca. Okay. Now, you probably want to...
you need to stop playing
does
that
one
now.
Thing right, and he, bloody, he does it to death. And you probably want to avoid him because this this man was at Threadbow and one of the staff members went up and he said, hey, you've got to stop riding in that costume. And he actually then...
Why was it freaking people out?
I don't know. Doesn't go into detail. But then he then assaulted this man.
Oh.
Yeah, he attacked him and left him unconscious. That is not...
What?
That is not the bit I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is what happened when you're in costume. Because I reckon sometimes you get so involved in your costume that you forget.
You think you're that person.
No, you just forget that you're in costume.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
So whatever you do ends up being ridiculous because you're doing it in costume.
Do you remember many years ago I used to do the whip around on the project on
the
Friday
did you do
at
the
end?
I don't remember that.
I reckon I did.
I don't know what that says.
Very forgettable.
You only ever had 10 seconds, so it's don't take it to heart.
Yeah.
Sam Mack used to do the whip around. I remember that, but I don't remember you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What happened when you did the whip around? Did you used to dress up a bit?
I used to dress up heaps. So if for those people who don't remember this segment, you'd say you'd get 30 seconds and there'd be one person in each capital city and I'd always
I'd go Tommy Little in Adelaide, what's happening?
Yeah, and I'd go full out, costume, like face paint, all this stuff. And then just before you went to air, they'd go, you've got 2 seconds. And then you'd go, I'm here in Melbourne and I don't know why.
Thank you, Tommy. Now to Sam Mack in prison.
Fully. And so one day I'd shot that and I was heading home. And I accidentally cut a car off,
right?
And the man got he got furious at me and he sped up beside me, stopped at the light, went down his window and yelled at me at some obscenities and I turned to him.
You didn't get aggressive, did you?
No, I turned to him and I said, mate, grow up. It was an accident. And it was then he looked at me and just went completely vacant in his face and he went, no worries, and then drove off. And I thought that was... Oh, that went from...
You got him, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
that
got
was
him
very
good.
Reasonable. And then it wasn't until I got home that I realised why he looked so confused and then gone very reasonable. It's because I was still in full makeup and costume from working on the whip around and I was painted up as a dog, and you can see my face there. I have a photo.
Look at you, cutie.
And so I was fully face painted up as a dog.
Oh,
and
you got the little black nose and everything.
And I've turned to him, face painted as a dog, and gone, oh, mate, grow up.
We're going to check that photo on our Instagram as well, at Carrie Tommy Show.
Great work, Buzz. You're killing it today. 13:10:60.
Oh, yes.
I want to know what went down while you were in costume.
Because the thing is, when you're going to the costume party, I reckon that's the most embarrassing time because you haven't had a champagne yet and so you're driving in the cab fully made up as someone going, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. By the end of the night, you're owning it. You don't
completely.
Care that you're missing half your costume because you've usually left that somewhere.
Yes.
So you're only half a costume.
And you've tried to sex it up a bit.
Let's do it. 13:10:60, what happened when you were in costume? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13:10:60, taking your calls right now. What went down whilst you were in costume?
Yeah, because... I was dressed fully as a dog and...
tried to take down another driver.
No, another driver tried to take down me and then wondered why I'd yelled at him, oh, grow up! It was a mistake and forgot I was dressed as a dog.
I remember when I was at uni, that's how I used to make money, go do kids' parties dressed as a fairy. My girlfriend and I would go over after a very big night out and we'd host these parties with kids and then one day the kid didn't want a fairy and that's all we knew how to do. He wanted the Toy Story theme, so I went as Woody and I was dressed as Woody and for 2 hours, this kid kept coming up to me going, you don't look anything like Woody. You don't look anything like Woody. Apparently, I didn't have his... Does he have a whip or something? I was missing the whip and I was just...
I reckon he probably has a lasso. I reckon if you had a whip, it was probably from the night before.
But then we'd go have coffee afterwards dressed as Woody and, you know...
Weren't you just hanging out?
Oh, yeah. You forget. Once you're in costume, you forget you're in costume. We've got Belinda on the line from Brizzy. Belinda, what went down while you were in fancy dress?
Hey guys, we were at a school trivia night and everyone got to dress up as a character and our entire table dressed up as pirates and we fully got involved in being pirates and got a little bit rowdy and by the end of the night, one of the dads ended up mooning the principal.
Wow.
Yeah.
As a pirate.
As a pirate, yes.
So we've gone
Do
from
pirates
Captain,
often moon?
We've gone from Captain Blackbeard to Captain Brown Eye pretty quick.
Were you blacklisted exactly from any other parent events from that day forward?
Yeah, pretty much. We were kept an eye on very closely.
Oh, I love our producer Caitlin's written, look at my arse.
Oh, arse. Very good.
We got Jenny. Jenny, what went down while you were in fancy dress?
Hi, guys. It was my 18th birthday and my boyfriend came.
Oh,
a couple of gate crashes.
Hold on, hold on. We missed you. You cut out, Jenny. We cut out when you said my boyfriend and then it cut out.
Oh, sorry.
What happened?
Yeah, my boyfriend came as Batman and on the night we had a couple of gate crashes and he decided to take on the role of security in his Batman costume and took out the fellows that had gate crashed the party, even though he wasn't an aggressive fellow at all.
He was,
he was Batman.
He thought he was Batman.
That's so good. Because imagine having to explain to the police who assaulted you.
Well, there was this guy and he was dressed in black. And
he had a cape. He looked. And so was it Batman? It was. It was. It definitely was.
And finally to Matt. Matt, what went down while you were in costume?
Hey, guys. I was on my way to my little one's birthday party dressed up as a 6-foot-1 Elmo. And I might have bumped into my ex and her new partner and got a little bit of words between us and had a little bit of a tussle just as Elmo.
I mean, at least you can be a 6-foot-1 Elmo. If I'm dressed up as Elmo, it's not 6-foot-1. If I'm 6-foot-1 Elmo, I'm wearing heels as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See?
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Some huge news out this afternoon. Taylor Swift has won that sexual assault lawsuit against the former radio DJ that she accused of groping her at the meet and greet. She claimed that he had fondled her buttocks during a photo opportunity. He says he didn't. He says he didn't reach under her skirt. He only touched her ribs and may have brushed the outside of her skirt as they awkwardly posed for the picture. And the picture is incredibly awkward. You could see she's like pulling right away to be with her girlfriend and not with the guy.
It was gross.
It was very gross. Anyway, the judge said they awarded $1 to her and said it was just a symbolic gesture, the dollar, but the value of which is immeasurable to all women in this situation, and that hopefully it sets a precedent that women should stand up and fight when they've been in that situation.
I thought they've given her $1 million to donate.
Have they?
I thought so.
She was he was seeking up to $3 million. Then she fought back, and she was awarded $1 in damages.
Yeah,
unless there's a million bit missing from the story I read, but at this point, I think it's $1.
Okay, it's great. I think it's a great result. Mm. I think
symbolic more than anything.
I can't believe even in his defense of that photo, all he could say was, "It doesn't look good."
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Doesn't look good, mate.
No, it doesn't look good.
And it wasn't
not good.
No, exactly. Mm. Now, I don't know if you've been following the story of British model Chloe Ayling. She was the girl that
was lured
to Milan on the promise of a modelling contract. This was in early July, and then was kidnapped for 3 weeks and held hostage. And they released her when they realised she had a little kid.
Yes.
And they said she should go back to her kid. Anyway, she's done her first TV appearance since all this happened. And there's been a lot of people coming out saying they don't think her story's true. It's all a bit weird because they went shopping together, they went shoe shopping, they went out and had drinks, and she has spoken about how she tried to lure him into thinking that they were kind of in a relationship and that they were going to be, like, more was going to happen between them once, you know, this initial period passed.
Keep your enemies closer.
I think so. And she said she did this as she went shopping and she went drinking so that she could kind of throw him off the scent a little bit and confuse him. And as a result, she was freed. But she also spoke about the fear she felt and what he had told her was going to happen to her.
He said I would be sold to somewhere in the Middle East and that the men would use the girls for about 3 months, pass them around to all the relatives and friends, and then when they're eventually bored of the girls and they just feed them to the tigers.
Oh,
terrifying.
So The controversy around this is because some people are claiming it might not be true, is that
well,
right?
Some people said that it was a publicity stunt. She was just trying to become famous. I mean, No, you're not using anything like that to become famous. Yep. That is a terrifying ordeal. And the fact that she's come out of it alive and gets to be back with her son
and imagine,
is a great result.
Imagine going through that and then on top of all that, you have to put up with people going, I don't think it happened.
I know.
And you'd be like, oh, mate.
Absolutely. And finally, Louis Tomlinson, who yes. I think may now be my favourite 1D member.
So I'm surprised at this because he even came out himself recently and said he was just kind of the guy at the back. They all had their things. Harry was like the hot, godlike one. And then... You know, Niall was the big personality.
Harry was with Taylor, yeah, Tay-Tay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was. I'm sure I've got notes about that somewhere.
Okay.
Zayn was dating Gigi Hadid, remember? And then Louis was just the guy at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to do the work for you? So, yes. Yeah, okay, good. Anyway,
until we get a segment called The Littles Bits.
Louis's got a song out at the moment, Back to You, which I really like.
Absolute banger.
Like it.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Anyway, he's been doing the talk show circuit at the moment. He's the one that's had a little baby with his on-off girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, I think he had a baby with a past girlfriend and now he's got another on-off girlfriend. Anyway, that's not the bit that I care about. But hearing him talk about his little son, Freddie, was really sweet. Have a listen.
It brings its own responsibility, but I almost feel like I have a different hat on, you know, when I'm with Freddie. And I like to still, it's important for me to also still keep my youth, obviously.
Isn't it?
And he's like a
Isn't
massive
a youth,
superstar.
Obviously.
And I love
Isn't
to hear
it?
When a
soft voice that
when
one.
When English then, I love to hear when a superstar talks about how they're still friends with their old friends.
Yeah.
It's important about keeping friends from home close in general, I think, because obviously they don't have no ulterior motive or anything like that. They just, you know you for you.
Oh, he's had a massive 6 months. His mum passed away. He's had his little boy, and yet he's so grounded and lovely and.
I was going to make fun of his accent, but I can't now. You've just said his mum passed away recently and puts me in a very tricky position.
Yes, it does.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Tommy, your mate has thrown you under the bus. We are chatting about next.
Like I just did to you then.
We'll see
you
done.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, what's happened, mate?
Okay, so your mate Dave Thornton, great mate, yeah?
Very good comedian, very dear friend. What's he done?
Yeah, well, he's on a breakfast show that he does on this network with Fifi Box. And I just have always thought of him as just a lovely dude.
He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, and the way you talk about him, so kind and gentle. And
what's he done?
I don't know. I was listening the other morning and they were talking about love bombing. Do you know what love bombing is?
No.
So love bombing is when you meet a guy and he showers you with gifts and text messages and he just thinks...
I've stumbled into one of those videos before of the other...
Stop talking now.
You're the one that brought it up, mate.
He showers you with gifts.
Stop saying that. And stop moving your hands in that motion.
And text
gives
messages.
You a lot of
makes
gifts.
You feel like he's madly in love with you. Right? And then he just ghosts. So you might be dating him for a week and he just gives you so much love.
He's a jerk.
Right? Yeah. And then
so he goes
just,
from 120 to nothing.
Nothing. Doesn't tell you why. He's gone.
And you're left in the cold. Think you can't say that air on. Oh, mate. Oh,
anyway, I was listening to your good mate, Dave Thorno, the other morning. And as they were discussing love bombing, this is what he had to say.
Look, he's a friend of the show, works with Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little. A1 for this.
I get up and he's...
What?
No. Tommy goes strong. Doesn't matter who it is. He'll go real hard. And then I go, what happened to her? And he's like, nah.
Ouch.
Also, just untrue.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, because he had an example.
Like, mate, you took it of you to Mont. Like, what happened? He's like, nah, it didn't really work out. I'm like, this girl is befuddled.
I've never been to that
restaurant. Vudamont is a very expensive restaurant.
Are you taking girls
to Vudamont on it, like, in the first week?
I've never been to that restaurant.
Well, restaurants like Vudamont?
No.
Never?
I don't even know if there is restaurants like it. What do you mean?
Because you have spoken to me before about how you fall hard, how you do fall, like you'll tell a girl very quickly you love her, not because you're playing her, just because you fall hard.
Mate, the last date I went on was pho. It was like...
What's pho mean?
Pho, the soup, the Vietnamese soup. It's like,
okay,
like
no,
20,
I've moved past the expensive
bucks.
Restaurant. I'm saying that I'm trying to understand whether maybe he's confused about the fact that you do fall hard in a good way.
You know what this is about.
What is this about?
I said that his baby was ugly on stage.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this has turned. You can't say that.
He was there. I thought it was funny.
It's not ever funny
to
say
something. No, he stormed out on stage. He was unhappy about it.
Oh. Well, this has taken a turn.
So that's why.
Happened,
now he's out to sabotage my
your
happiness.
Reputation, because then they took callers, and one caller, one caller talked in depth about this kind of behaviour and how bad it is.
It's actually a narcissistic trait. The first guy I met, I was actually moved in really quickly, cooked dinner for me, cooked for my friends. My money started disappearing and I was questioning it, found out I was paying all these bills. Oh, wow. And next thing I got an email saying it's over.
Oh, hang on, so that's meant to be, I've never lived with a woman that I've been
dating.
No,
she's not saying it's you. She's saying your behaviour is narcissistic, mate.
But I don't do any of that stuff.
Well,
I'm not going to take a woman's money.
That's what love bombing is.
I'm going to... What?
Dave Thornton thinks you do that kind of thing.
I don't do any of that stuff.
No, well, look, to be fair, by the end of the segment, it had gone so out of control, I think he was backpedalling because this is what he then said.
Can I just go on the record? Look, Tommy Little's not a narcissist. I'm kind of regretting now the parallel. He's a good bloke. It's just that I just think his dates are a little bit too much. Sure. That's all I'm going with.
Okay, we need to talk to Thorno. First of all, I need to hear about his ugly kid. Then I need to hear about...
Oh, mate, no, I didn't know you was going to apologise. You've stitched me up again.
I haven't.
You've paid...
You've
with
both
the angry
thrown
one.
Each other under the bus, oh. And we need to clear it up.
He
next.
Hasn't got his.
Oh. We're going straight to the source next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm blind with rage. There's a rift in my friendship groups that you've pointed out to me.
Your best mate reckons you're a love bomb. You date girls, you go hard, and then you just ghost and leave them. And then you reckon he's got an ugly kid.
No, he's gotten hectic. This is not what happened.
It is what happened.
No, what you've done, you've played us both like fools, Bickmore.
I'm clever.
That's what happened. You played me only half the audio, and so I got riled up about it. And then you played me the end where he's kind of backed out of it, but then I'd done the damage.
No, because I think he might be right, because you've told me early on that you go on holidays with girls after two weeks.
Anyway, great comedian and former dear friend of mine.
Thorno, welcome to the show.
What's this about my daughter?
Wait, no. I was saying, I got halfway through the audio that Carrie played me and I was a bit worked up because you were having a real crack. And so I said, I thought this was in retaliation from when I said that your daughter was ugly on stage in the Gold Coast.
Okay, I didn't know about that first bit, so that's cutting. But secondly, mate, look, a lot escaped out. It was obviously suppressed inside me. And then when she threw that story out, I was like, holy crap, this is right in Tommy's hitting zone. Because, Carrie, every date that he has, he starts off like a 12. Like, he will take women to three-hat Michelin restaurants.
But he takes them on holidays, Thorno, because there was one girl.
I said,
where are you going on your next break? And he said, overseas with this girl. And I said, are you dating someone? And he goes, oh, I've just started. I'm like, the holiday's in 2 weeks' time. No. Like, it's too soon, mate.
That's not what
Carrie, I get worried he breaks up with them overseas and they just get left over there. He says, no, there's no return flight.
I'm reducing our population numbers.
You put them on witness relocation after dating you. Disgusting, mate.
Mate, here's what I think. I think there is a bigger issue at play here. I think you've got a gorgeous partner, you've got a gorgeous baby girl, but I think you're looking around, you're locked into your mortgage, and you see me
still doing
things that I want to do with my life, and you've gone, well, I'll make sure he never dates anyone again, so I'll slander him on radio and ensure that he can, even if he wanted to, can't take someone on an elaborate date ever again.
No, well, yeah, okay, there's a little bit to do with that. But then mainly for me is that I have attachment issues with every one of the girls that you date because I learn their name. Oh. You usually show me a picture of them on Instagram. I'm like, wow, that looks
you're
awesome.
You're BFFs.
I once dated a girl and Dave could pronounce her name before I could. I just called her Babe.
Okay, you're not helping yourself
here. Oh, sorry.
Here.
I forgot that we were on radio.
You just called her Babe.
I got fooled into thinking we've been through toots, we've been through love chunks.
Love chunks is my name for you.
I thought that was a private conversation.
Okay, so Tommy, you deny you're a love bomber, though. You might do nice things to girls, but you don't ever just leave them, do you,
I only treat people the way I would like to be treated.
Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, which is horribly...
That's not true.
If I did 13 10 60, call us if you've been loved bombed by Tommy.
Don't you dare. You're not going to get any callers, are we? No.
Well, I don't know if your radio station takes international calls because, like I said, they're listening all around the world.
Oh, just before we let you go, Thorno, I just wanted to check how gorgeous your daughter is. Just tell us a little about your gorgeous little honey.
My daughter, she is nothing short of spectacular. I can tell you that much.
I've seen her big eyes. She's got beautiful eyes.
She's a wonderful child, all right?
Dave, tell them about that time that your iPhone slipped out of your hand and you dropped it on her head.
Yeah, If he's got learning difficulties later on, I'm going to feel hella guilty. I'm not going to lie.
I can't help you two. You're going to continue to throw each other under the bus? What? If that's what your friendship's based on, look, I try. I really try.
Oh. I hate and love you, mate. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, good to see you. Just cut and run, Tommy. See you later, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy Little's still arguing about the fact that he's not a love bomber. But just before the break, I said 13, 10, 60 callers if you've been love bombed by Tommy. And we have Maria on the line.
No, we don't.
I really wish someone had called. Anyway, how's this, right? I just noticed a packet of Doritos over in the corner that's been sitting there for 6 months and I'm so hungry I'm eating them. And then it reminded me of something I saw today on a website somewhere, some news website, but apparently there's a reason chips are crackly like that. Apparently they make chip packets sound rustly so that you think they're fresher, because they did this test where they put headphones on people and got them to eat chips and they all then said the chips were stale.
Oh, so when you mean headphones, you mean like earmuffs?
Earmuffs, kind of. Right? And they said the chips were stale, and then they got people to eat the same chips from a packet that was rustling and everyone went, oh, they're fresh and crispy.
And so then they deliberately make the packet louder, not the chips louder.
Yeah.
What happens when you put it in a bowl?
Oh, I've got a friend who's so loud when she eats chips because her jaw clicks, and it's not me. I know I have clicky locked jaw.
You got weird locked jaw, yeah. Buzz, that was a great question.
What was Buzz's question?
What happens when you put it in a bowl? You know, when you're entertaining, you put them in a bowl on the table? Mm.
Oh, I always feel like it feels fresh.
Put them in a loud bowl.
Like an aluminium one that goes ding-a-ding-ding.
That's not bad. Yeah. I don't know if that's the sound that makes you think freshness, though. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, something's just out of the oven. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
How good are chips, though?
The chips are very good.
So what happens when you have a Pringle, then? Do they not taste fresh? Because they're in a tube.
Maybe you tune to the pot.
They don't go ding-a-ling-a-ling.
I don't know.
Anyway, fascinating conversation. Hey, just as well, the show's come to an end and I can go eat my Doritos in peace.
Hey, I will see you, I'll be seeing you from Darwin for the next 2 days.
Yes.
I'm playing the Darwin Festival
can
tomorrow
you go hang
night
with some crops?
And Thursday night. I definitely will. People, there's still a few tickets left to see my stand-up show. Good Talk. Come tomorrow night and Thursday night. Darwin, you gorgeous people.
All right.
I'll bring some fresh chips.
See if you can love bomb someone up there.
You can't just do that to me when we've got no time left.
All right. Hamish and Andy, they are in next. Carrie and Tommy, we'll see you same time, same place tomorrow. Bye.
I love you.
Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.